interesting, very interesting. But there's something that is being dealt with all over the world, and that is this concept, this issue of climate change. Dealing with the fact that all over the world, there's this thing they call global warming, in which the temperature all over the world is rising, and it is having an impact on the climate, on the weather systems, on the weather patterns of the world. And they're talking about and dealing with the fact that if we don't deal with, if we don't grapple with this climate change, it will have significant consequences to our way of living, our standard of living for years, decades, and centuries to come. It's very interesting to me because not just in weather do you have issues of climate, but I believe that also we have some issues of climate change, some challenges in climates that are being set within this nation. That if you would ask me, I was away in Columbia, South Carolina, and I got calls, and I was able to see on the news about even the governor of Virginia had some issues. Amen, somebody? In which they showed the governor of Virginia in a medical school yearbook in a picture in which he said initially he said was him, and he didn't say which one was him. One was in blackface, and the other had a KKK hood on them. It was a very interesting thing to me that here you have the governor of the state of Virginia, and when folks asked for his resignation, now all of a sudden he had another press conference in which he hit the old school hood player trick and said, "It wasn't me." Amen, somebody. He hit the "it wasn't me" after he said it was him. Amen, somebody. Somebody needs to take him back to the old school and say, "Brother, if you're going to hold it, you got to hold it from the beginning." Amen. Amen. You got to say it wasn't me off the top. Amen, somebody. But somewhere along the journey, amen, somebody came to him and said, "Brother, you need to say it wasn't you." Amen. Amen. It wasn't me. But it was interesting to me because he said it wasn't me, but I don't understand how at first you could think it could have been you. Amen. But now say it wasn't you. In other words, you can't tell me there's a picture of me doing craziness if I ain't never took no crazy pictures. Amen. Amen. I can look at it. Oh, that's crazy. That ain't me. Because that's crazy, and I never took no pictures like that. But now he's talking about, well, there was a time back in the day that I did a little bit of blackface because I wanted to look like Michael Jackson because I was trying to do the moonwalk and I won the dance contest. It's an interesting thing that there can even be a climate, amen, somebody, in which you can have the audacity to say, "What? It wasn't me." Also in the news, we saw Brother Jesse Smollett, amen, who was attacked. And we see that there's this climate of violence against our LGBTQ brothers and sisters. And we've got to understand, brothers and sisters, I don't care. There's no theology that can justify us being violent to our brothers and our sisters. Is that making sense to somebody? I don't care where you stand theologically. There's no theology, amen, somebody, that can justify us sharing violence against our brothers. There's a climate in which our brothers and our sisters are having to deal with this level of violence, whether it's against our gay brother, our transgendered brothers and sisters, that the violence is rising. Not just that, but if you look, the hate crimes are up for the third year. Amen, somebody? The hate crimes nationally are up for the third year. And last year, they went up, 2017, I'm sorry, they went up 17%. Amen, somebody? Last 3 years, oh my goodness, last 3 years, somebody was campaigning 3 years ago. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. But not just that. If you look at the climate in this nation, what you can look at is that if you look at the climate in this nation, 71% of the extremist-related fatalities in the U.S. between 2008 and 2016 were committed by members of white supremacist organizations. 71. In other words, everybody's telling us to watch out for terrorists, and the real terrorists is white folks. White supremacists, amen, somebody? Let me help you here, somebody. There's a climate, but yet with that climate happening in this nation, when the new members of the Justice Department came in under the new administration, they took white supremacy groups off of the terrorism monitoring list, amen, somebody, because they said they don't need to be monitored when really most of the folks, let me help somebody, since 2013, the number of folks who has been killed by white supremacists has quadrupled. But yet now we feel there's a climate that needs to be what? change, because you've got to understand that climate dictates what happens in situations and circumstances. If you don't mind, I want to go to scripture right now. What we look at in scriptures, we look at an issue of climate change and one of the great climate changers. If you look at Jesus, what you find is Jesus has just got finished ministering. Jesus just got finished taking care of some folks, healing folks. And he said, come on to his disciples, let's go to the other side. He got into a boat. Some folks got in the boats with them. They were crossing across the Sea of Galilee, and a storm came up. A storm came up, and it was going so crazy that the disciples got shook. They panicked. Jesus was asleep. They panicked. They went down to Jesus and said, Jesus, don't you care that we're about to die? And Jesus hopped up and soaked to the winds and the waves and told them to shut up, to be quiet. And the winds and the waves shut up and were quiet. Jesus is amazing. Climate what? Changer. And my brothers and my sisters, I believe there's some lessons that we can learn. There's some things we can understand that can help us shift the climate in this nation, help us shift the climate in our own personal situations, help us shift the climate in our own communities to be able to be God's honor, to God's glory. We've got to be what? Climate changers. One of the first things I believe you've got to understand if you're going to be a climate changer is you've got to know the difference between weather and climate. There's a difference between weather and climate. It's an interesting thing. Y'all know it was cold. It's cold recently. Amen. All over the nation, it was cold. And it was interesting because President Trump put up a tweet that talked about how cold it was in Chicago. And President Trump put up a tweet that says how cold it was in Chicago. And he said, I wish global warming would come back. Amen. Because it's interesting because President Trump, it was a very interesting thing because it showed the difference and understand the difference between weather and climate. You see, weather is something that happens in a moment. Climate is weather patterns over a period of time. And so, therefore, you can have a cold day and there still be global warming. Because the cold day is weather. The increase in the temperature of the globe is climate. Is that making sense to somebody? And the challenge for too many of us is that we go through things and we don't understand whether they're weather or climate. That we go through things and we see a storm and we believe the storm is weather and that storm is climate. Or we go through some storms and we claim it's climate, but it's really weather. Let me help somebody here today. That there's some things you go through that is a moment, but you hold on to it like that's the way your life is going to be. Baby, that ain't nothing but weather. That everybody got to go through a storm every now and then. Everybody got to go through a rough situation every now and then. Everybody got to go through a hard time every now and then. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's not my climate, that's my weather. But some other situations have become your climate because you keep seeing it time after time after time after time. In other words, your relationship situation, you keep dating the same kind of person, they just got the different name. That's your climate. Amen, somebody? You keep coming to us crying about your situation and how they treat you so badly, but you keep going back to the same kind of person because you shaped it as what? Your climate that you keep ended up. Have you ever met somebody who is always coming to you asking for $5 for gas? I'm talking about they can get a promotion on their job tomorrow, and 3 weeks from now they ask you for another $5 for gas because that's their climate. Amen, somebody? Because you have continued to do the same things in your finances, that's not your weather, that's your climate. But I've come by to talk to somebody. You got to understand the difference between weather and climate. You see, there's some stuff I can deal with its weather, but if it's climate, it's got to change. Amen, somebody? There's some stuff I can go through if it's weather, but if it's climate, I've got to do a different, I've got to shift some stuff. Whether I got to shift the climate or I got to shift my location to a different climate. But I'm not going to sit and keep going through the same storm day after day, moment after moment, time after time. Because there's a difference between weather and climate. What you've got to understand here at the Sea of Galilee is that Jesus understood that he was dealing with a situation. He was dealing with a situation in which, if you look at the Sea of Galilee had a climate of storms. You look at the Sea of Galilee is almost 700 feet below sea level, but it's got mountains all around it, hills all around it. And what happens is that when the wind would come up over the mountains on the eastern side, that they would immediately kind of dip down and end up hitting the sea, and that would cause flash storms that still to this day happen, flash storms on the Sea of Galilee. Some places where you are, you've got to understand other stuff will come up because of where you're at. Amen, somebody? And so some stuff shouldn't surprise you because of the location that you're at. And I'm not telling you, and I'm trying to help somebody here, because there's some locations, if you're there, you've got to understand a storm is going to come. But you've got to understand, if I get out of here to the other side, turn to your neighbor and say the other side. You see, Jesus didn't tell them, let's go and stay on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus said, come on, let's go to what? The other side. And somebody here, you need to be able to go to the other side. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm headed towards the other side. That I'm not sitting in the midst of this climate forever, but I've got to go to what? The other side. That I've got to understand there's another side, there's a bright side somewhere. You've got to know the difference between weather and climate. But the second thing you've got to understand is you've got the power to shift the atmosphere. Turn to your neighbor and say, you've got to shift the atmosphere. One of the things that when the storm came on the Sea of Galilee, and when the disciples saw Jesus come out and speak to the winds and the waves, and the winds and the waves obeyed him, they said, what manner of man is this? And they were trying to figure out, how is it that the winds and the waves could even obey his will? And what I realized, my brothers and my sisters, is that I wanted to be the kind of a person that could speak to the winds and the waves. And so I had me a little conversation with Jesus. I said, Jesus, I need you to help me to understand how I can speak to the winds and the waves. How can I get things to move? And Jesus said, well, that's where they got it wrong, because I didn't speak to the winds and the waves. I spoke to the atmosphere. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Jesus said, you've got to understand that too many folks get caught up in the winds and the waves, but they don't understand it's the atmosphere that makes the winds and the waves. Y'all don't understand it. Let me help you here. There's something called atmospheric pressure. Amen, somebody. Y'all getting ready to get meteorology 101. And atmospheric pressure, y'all ever watch the news and they say that there's a front coming in, there's a cold front coming in, amen? When a cold front is coming in, that's a low pressure area. Amen, somebody. And so when there's low pressure, that means that the air is colder. And when it's high pressure, that means that the air is warmer. Y'all know that the warm air rises what? To the top. Amen? Because that's a high pressure. Amen? But when it's a low pressure or cold air, then what happens is when a low pressure, low atmospheric pressure, or a cold front comes in, then it ends up pushing down, and the cold and the warm air rises up, and that's what causes wind, because you've got the low pressure or the cold air interacting with the warm air, and when cold air comes into contact with warm air is going to rise up, and the cold air is going to go down. Is that making sense to somebody? And so therefore, that makes wind, and the colder the air is, the quicker it pushes down. The lower the air pressure, Lord have mercy, the lower the atmospheric pressure, the harder the winds are. And so you've got to understand at the Sea of Galilee that what would happen would be, it would be a cold front to come up over the mountains, and it would cause the warm air to rise, the cold air to push down. And the challenge with the Sea of Galilee is that the waters are shallow, about 200 feet deep at its deepest level. And so when wind blows on shallow water, it makes quicker waves, because you see, if the water is deeper, then the wind doesn't have as quick of an effect on deeper water. But the wind, when the water is shallow, oh, help me somebody here, because you're in too shallow a situation, that when the winds come around shallow stuff, then it causes the waves to be higher. And so what happened, Lord have mercy, on the Sea of Galilee, is that the winds came down because of the low atmospheric pressure and were able to hit the shallow water. Therefore, the winds and the waves. And Jesus told me that too many people would try to rebuke the wind and rebuke the wave, but they don't understand I was speaking to what was causing the wind and the wave. That I understood that if I just dealt with the wind in front of me, I wasn't dealing with the low pressure system on the other side of the mountain, but I had to speak to the atmosphere and shift the atmosphere. And when I shifted the atmosphere, I caused things to change so that everything got together. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's time for you to shift the atmosphere. You got too many low pressure systems in your life. You got too many low pressure people in your life. You got too many low living folks in your area. But you've got to shift the atmosphere. You've got to change your environment. You got to shift the atmosphere. The third thing, and I'm about it here, is you got to learn some lessons from some storm chasers. Got to learn. There are these people, they seem pretty crazy to me, but they're really quite brilliant. These people, meteorologists, are called storm chasers. And what they do is they go into storms to try to analyze storms, to learn lessons from storms, to help us not to have to deal with as many storms. Okay, that went over your head. Let me come back for you. I said storm chasers are people. I forget the name of the movie in which the dude, huh? Twister, amen, somebody. Y'all remember Twister? Twister, and they would ride the truck into the storm and try to set up the little machine that had the little things that would float up into the air in the storm so that the little sensors could be able to tell them what was going on inside of the storm. Those little sensors were telling them about the air pressure inside the storm. Those sensors were telling them about the temperature of the wind inside the storm. Those sensors were telling them about the dew point and the level of moisture inside of the storm. And they were learning, Lord have mercy, from going through the storm. Or somebody in the house today, I've come by to tell you, you got to learn some lessons from some storm chasers, because too many of us go through the storms but don't learn no lessons. Too many of us go through the storms, and if you don't learn a lesson, Lord have mercy, from this storm, then you bound to have to go through the same storm again. That's what I like about Jesus, that when Jesus dealt with the storm, he turned to his disciples and he told his disciples, what's wrong with y'all? Don't y'all got faith yet? And then the disciples were sitting there scratching their heads, talking about what manner of man is this. That showed me they didn't understand the lesson from the storm chaser, that Jesus was in the middle of the storm trying to teach them a lesson. Somebody in the house today, in the middle of your storm, Jesus is trying to teach you a lesson. Jesus is trying to teach you how, Lord have mercy, you're built. Jesus is trying to teach you how you can get to the other side. Jesus is trying to let you know that you got everything that it takes. If you look at this scripture, Jesus was trying to let them know that what I just did, you can do. Jesus didn't say only I could do this, but Jesus said, where is your faith? Jesus wanted them to know that if you can get your faith up, you can change the atmosphere. If you can get your faith up, you can change the climate. If you can get your faith up, you can speak to the storm, and the storm can move. Have I got anybody in here that believes that you've got what it takes to change the atmosphere? Change the atmosphere so we're not so mean towards each other. Change the atmosphere so this nation can get right standing. Change the atmosphere in the school system so your babies can get educated. Change the atmosphere in your community so we got to stop worrying about being scared to let our kids go to the playground and know that our neighborhoods are safe. Change the atmosphere so that our children aren't getting strung out on drugs. Change the atmosphere. Have I got anybody up in here that knows you've got what it takes to change the atmosphere, that with the Lord on your side, I've come by to tell somebody, you've got what it takes to be a climate changer. You've got what it takes to change the atmosphere. How do I know you've got what it takes? Because I've learned myself that when the storms keep on raging in my life, I've got to get a praise on my lips. and a shout in my heart and change the atmosphere. See, I've come to understand when it's a low pressure system operating in my life, I've got to go higher. I've got to go higher. And when I give God the glory, I take my mind a little higher. Have I got somebody in here that can help us go higher? Have I got somebody in here that will help me lift Jesus? Have I got somebody in here that wants to change the atmosphere? I know you came here in the middle of a storm, but change the atmosphere. I know you came in here feeling life's challenges, but change the atmosphere. I know you came in here not knowing which way to turn, but change the atmosphere and watch the Lord work it out. Somebody say yeah. Somebody help me change the atmosphere. Somebody help me change the atmosphere. Somebody help me. Hallelujah. I'm changing the atmosphere. Hallelujah. I'm changing the hallelujah.
Just stand all over the church, all that are able.